Kevin Stefanski came out, Andy, at the beginning of camp and said, we have a four-day block here. Then we're off on Sunday, and then we'll refigure things and see what we do quarterback-wise with reps and who gets snaps and everything else. And then on Saturday, hamstring situation for Kenny Pickett. And we find out about that yesterday. And we'll see how severe it is, how severe it isn't moving forward. The one thing we do know, if you tweak your hamstring and you don't let it heal, you're prone to really messing up your hamstring and being out a significant period of time. So just knowing that about hamstring injuries, I would assume we don't see Kenny Pickett this week. And best case scenario, maybe we see him next week. Mm-hmm. And I'm just spitballing this.
Sure.
That I would assume that he misses some time. If he misses significant time, Andy, that changes a lot of things.
Look, this is why you have four guys here in the first place. Because you know that you're trying to find a guy that's going to be your quarterback, and you're taking a bunch of darts, you're throwing them at a dartboard, and you're saying, okay, well, this guy's going to be the bullseye, and he's going to be the starter. If Joe Flacco had a little bit of an edge, he's got a chance to have a giant edge this week because, you know, again, you can't make the club from the tub. It's not like they're going to cut him. I don't think they would, but they find themselves in a position where Flacco, I would assume, is going to get more reps. Dylan Gabriel looks like he's in a great position to get more reps.
Ding, ding,
and
ding.
I also think that Shadur, I mean, why wouldn't you give Shadur the opportunity to take some first-team reps this week? I mean, this is the perfect time to do it. What do you have to lose? I don't understand why you wouldn't. I really don't. I mean,
I can give you a thought what you might have to lose.
Okay, well, let's just say you're giving Joe 50% of the snaps. And I do think we're making way too big of a deal out of this. Say you give Joe 50% of the snaps, you give Dylan 40%, and now you can give Shadur 10. Because he was getting zero prior to this, so why not?
I'll tell you why not.
Okay, I'm listening.
Because if they don't think he's ready, why would you give him snaps?
Because at some point he's going to have to be ready.
Not so, necessarily.
I mean, they don't have a pressing game plan, right? We're worried about week one. We're worried about the Bengals. Are we installing the Bengals right? No. We're trying to figure out who's going to be on this team. And so I don't feel like that pressing need for week one and a game plan for week one is there right now. I can't think of a better time to give a rookie a little bit more time when you've got a veteran that's hurt. And now you've got the opportunity to do that. Your veteran can still get their work in. Your up-and-comer, if you want to put Dylan Gabriel in that spot, and then just give the guy a little bit of work.
I think the guy who can benefit from this situation the most is Dylan Gabriel. I would assume, based on everything we've been told and all the perception of what this is, I would think first and foremost that he's ahead of Shadur right now, which to me means that's the guy who we're going to see an uptick in reps and maybe gives him a chance to show some things that he might not have had a chance to show. Yeah, I would agree. The fight was between Flacco and Pickett to be the starting quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
So with Pickett losing those opportunities right now, I think they go to Dylan Gabriel. I would think they would. If they don't, that means that Shadur has shown them that he deserves to maybe be in there rather than the downplaying that we've kind of seen so far. But I think Gabriel has a chance now to jump on something, take advantage of some things, and maybe work his way into the conversation of being an early season starter. I would assume, Andy, if Pickett's out any length of time, Flacco starts week one. And if he's not out more than a week, or if he's out, you know, just this week, maybe reevaluated and everything's fine,
mm-hmm.
and he's back to it next week, then I think it's back to Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco. But I think if he misses more than a week, it would almost scream to me that Flacco's going to be the starter.
I could have made the argument Flacco was the starter from day one.
Yeah, I know.
So it's not,
I know.
Not playing is not helping Kenny Pickett. But he's got to heal. And if you think you're going to keep him on the roster for the entire season anyway, because he'd be an expensive training camp quarterback. So you have to assume that he'll be with you at some point. Let him get healthy. Again, we're not playing a game this week. Are we? There's no game this week. It's next weekend. So
that would be correct.
So I there's no game this week. So,
but with that hamstring situation, if it's not like really minor, and he could be out, you know, 2, 3, 4 weeks. And if that's the case, then, you know, I would think that.
Get him healthy. Then again, we're in preseason. None of these games count until you have to make that roster decision. And I just get it. We don't have a quarterback right now. And if we do,
oh, no,
it's
we have a bunch of them.
We really don't. We don't have a quarterback until they start pulling up stats in the beginning of the season.
Really?
I don't think there's a – is there a hurry? Because I know that Kevin had said, look, we'd like to have our quarterback decided earlier than later, which is fair. You want to get ready for the first game of the season. If you're sitting here with four quarterbacks, you're not truly getting ready, and that's why I think now is the perfect time to throw the rookies out there and let them get some work. You know what Joe is. I mean, Joe's not surprising anybody. The reason you want Joe to get these reps now is to just get accustomed to the guys that weren't on the roster when he was here before. And let's face it, last time he was here, he had great success without being here in the beginning of the season. So let's give him the opportunity to go out there and try to gather some rhythm with some of the wide receivers and the tight ends and just, you know, get the ability to feel the flow and then, you know, hope he stays healthy in the beginning of the year. This is why you have to have two quarterbacks on the team. There's just no question.
Well, of course.
No, but I mean like two quarterbacks that can play.
Well, of course. Doesn't mean we've had them here in the past, but yeah, of course. That's the deal. I just, to me, as a guy who was hoping to see Pickett win this job, this is the most discouraging injury that you could have had at the quarterback spot. The guy's not out for the season, obviously, might not be out long term, but I think it certainly changes the dynamic of the competition. Do you not?
Yeah, I'm just curious why, and I'm not, I can be honest, I don't really care which one of these four quarterbacks starts. I don't.
I want the best guy to start, but I want the best guy to be Pickett or Gabriel.
I want to have a chance to win in some of these games. And so I don't care who it is. I don't want to sit here. I said this the other day. I'll say it till I'm blue in the face. I don't want to play the season out with it being over the first week of the year. I want to have a chance to be able to play in the postseason, whether they were able to do it there or not. I just want a chance. Do I think it's realistic? Probably not, because I know what the rest of the NFL looks like. But I don't want to have the entire season ripped away from me in September.
No, of course not.
It could, but that schedule, and I know some people argue with me on this too, but that schedule leans towards this thing could be over real quick. And I don't want to walk down that road. I mean, I just don't want to be a part of that. So give me the guy that can go out there, give me an opportunity to win. And if the defense can hang me in and give me a chance to win these games, then man, it's going to be exciting. It may not be spectacular or fun to watch all the time, but just give me a chance every week. Please don't get embarrassed.
I actually, with Pickett out, and again, I certainly wish he was there because I think he's as intriguing as anybody else there, and I've been kind of pulling for him, not personally, but just where he is in his career and everything else to be the guy this year. And we've had a lot of people say things that they like him and everything else as they've, you know, as he's gone about this thing. But I think that this could lead to, Andy, one of the most informative weeks. And of course, they just got started. But I think this could be a really informative week in Berea because we're going to see, we'll see more of Shadur than we probably were going to.
So do you agree you'd get him some reps this week?
Other than
the fourth team?
Not necessarily, Andy. It truly is. What do they? They already have an idea in mind. Is he a guy that you should sit for an entire year, or do you think he can compete for you this year? And if you think he can compete for you this year, then you give him some first team reps. And if you think he's developmental, then you don't. You don't waste those first team reps on him right now. And only Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry know that right now, and Bill Musgrave. I mean, they know what they think of him right now and what their plan might be, as in, yep, long term, or we think he can play this year. So, and other people think he can play this year. I don't know the answer to that. All I know is that the two guys I'm most intrigued by in camp at that position, one is now out with a hamstring, and the other is the 5'11 guy taken in the third round. And I think this could be Dylan Gabriel's chance to go out and show you might want to rethink one of those veterans being your starting quarterback. I don't see Gabriel starting week one, but I think he can put himself in a position that if it doesn't go well early on for one of these guys, that he's in there right away. You know, last week I asked you, which quarterback on this team do you see starting the most games this year? You surprised me with your answer because it was the same one that I had.
Because I think it'll be Gabriel midway through the season. Yeah.
And that's what I think too. But you surprised me with your answer.
Well, I don't see a reason to not get, if you think, okay, so let's go back to this basic quarterback philosophy that you draft a quarterback, and I don't really care what round they were drafted in, but you draft a quarterback and you have a veteran on the roster who's already there. Isn't the thought process, because I think we rush these quarterbacks out way too quick. And when you take them in the first round, you're either saying fail or succeed in that first season for the most part. And we've had too many episodes of failure in that. So if you're bringing in a quarterback to be developmental, let's say Shador is developmental. I think we can all agree on that because he was drafted where he was drafted, it's easy to put him in that developmental spot. Well, when are you going to give him a chance to develop? When's a better time? At some point, you have to let him start to develop. Again, I'm not saying give him all the first-team reps this week. I'm not saying give him the second amount of reps this week at camp. But what I am saying is what harm does it do, other than cause a little bit of drama, to give him a couple reps this week? If you know your number two quarterback or number one quarterback, depending on how you want to look at Pickett, is out for a week, you need to be prepared, because what happens if another quarterback goes down? Then now for sure you better get him some reps. So what's the difference? Get him 5-10 reps. Again, this is practice, folks. This is not a game, and you need to have these guys ready. And I keep thinking back to DTR and what a great preseason, and they gave him the opportunity to do some stuff, and he was even higher on the depth chart. But when he had the opportunity to go out there against the Ravens and just fell on his feet, it set the tone for the rest of his career. I don't want to see a guy get in that position again. When they put someone under center, they need to be ready, or they need to put them in some kind of package where they can't have absolute nuclear destruction when they hit the field.